Online games connected to social networking sites like Facebook are going viral. Games like Farmville, a game in which you cultivate an online farm. Farmville went from 10 million users when it was introduced last August to now more than 80 million. And it's not your typical 30-year-old male behind the computer screen. Reporter Kaomi Getz has the story.
Carrie Ann King is 41, a mother of four, and a part-time fitness instructor. She unwinds during a rare break between work and family responsibilities inside her Manhattan apartment. Reading or watching TV? No. She's playing an online game called Bejeweled.
And the goal is to get rows of a minimum of three, a maximum of five together. And that's how you get points.
Kind of like Tetris, Bejeweled is a puzzle game of blinking jewels arranged in a grid. The game is found on the social networking site Facebook, which already links players to their friends. King can play against her friends' scores. She says there's a lot of trash talk going on.
The people who play are serious, like really my competition are all people that I either went to high school or college with. My mom plays, but sorry, Mom, you're not in the same league.
Even moms like TV's Kelly Ripa are getting in on it. She recently admitted her obsession to Jerry Seinfeld on her daytime TV show.
You had a video game that you got hooked on?
It was called, what's it called?
Blocker.
It's not Brick Breaker. It's called Jewels. Bejeweled. Bedazzled. Yes. You know the game. Ladies, put your hands together for Bejeweled.
We've still barely sort of hit the tip of the iceberg for people who could play games but don't think they can. With Bejeweled, 70% of our customers are women. And that astounds almost everybody.
That's David Roberts, CEO of game company PopGap. It created Bejeweled and other online games. Though not new, the game is discovering a whole new market by finding players where they are now, on mobile phones, iPods, and on Facebook. The games are free, but its creators make money off of advertising and added features. 100 million sessions of Bejeweled are played each day.
Even on a place like Facebook, where everybody thought, including us, thought, okay, it'll skew younger, it'll skew more male because it's competitive, it's a one-minute game, it's not our traditional audience. We were wrong.
Meshach Piskorski teaches about online social networking at the Harvard Business School.
What you find is that a lot of women who are both working and raising children just have no time for relationships. But it's not like they wouldn't want to spend more time having these relationships. It's just really, really hard. And this allows them to sustain these relationships.
Piskorski says the games aren't taking away from face-to-face interactions. They're just replacing time these women would have spent watching TV or some other media. And for busy Carrie Ann King, that's good enough, especially in New York City.
For the most part, you don't just wander over to someone's house, knock on their back door, and say, do you want to have lunch? So this is the back door.
And you don't have to borrow sugar. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Getz in New York.
For more stories about gaming, social media, and tech gadgets, check out the All Tech Considered blog. That's npr.org/alltech. This is NPR.